It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton. It's time for us to spend a few minutes and talk about the outdoors like we do every week at this time on KETR. What do you say this week we go down to Lake Tawakoni? Now, guide Michael Littlejohn has been on some big blue catfish. Tawakoni, as everybody listening that's ever fished there knows, it's an awesome fishery for a lot of different species. But wintertime is trophy blue catfish time, and Michael is a pro at catching them. Michael, thank you, sir, for being with us.
Hey, good morning, Luke. It's good to be here.
I know your schedule is really, really busy all year round, but I appreciate you taking the time to share some information and knowledge with us. Right now is kind of the middle, I guess you would say, of trophy blue catfish season, right?
We are. We actually had an incredibly cool fall, and we kicked off, started catching trophy catfish, which is a blue catfish, 20 pounds or bigger. We started catching those fish back in October on rod and reel. And you're right, we're right smack dab in the middle of what we call our season.
A lot of people relate catfishing, you know, to hot dog days of summer, and you can catch them then. Not so many of the big blues, but you can catch a lot of channel cat. But people that first learn that cold water and the cold weather is primo for catching the big ones, it's kind of a shock to them. But I honestly don't know a better lake for catching numbers of blue catfish over 20 pounds anywhere. And I'm pretty well tuned in on the catfishing scene, but Tawakoni, it really is. It's just an awesome place to go. And you can almost expect it fishing with somebody like yourself, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've heard it said before by some of the magazines and some of the folks that have the outdoor TV shows that Tawakoni is the best catfish lake west of the Mississippi, and probably a lot of folks sitting listening right now don't realize that they've got the number one blue catfishery just sitting right here in their backyard. It's like you said, as far as fish 20 pounds and bigger, you can't go anywhere within probably a 400 or 500 mile radius of Lake Tawakoni and catch better fish. It's a great fishery. It really is.
That's a fact, Michael. You know, I was talking to Daryl Van Vactor just yesterday. Daryl is president of Cabela's King Cat Tournament Trail, and the King Cat Tournament is coming to Tawakoni. Daryl said this is one of his favorite destinations, and it will be March the 1st. Folks could go online to King Cat, that's spelled K-A-T, KingCatUSA.com. They can register and learn all about it. So, you know, Cabela's King Cat, a national concern there, choosing Lake Tawakoni each year for one of their tournaments. That says a lot right there, Michael. You know?
Well, it sure does, and I'll tell you, along those lines, Terry and I got to fish it 2 years ago. We were able to win that tournament. It's the most prestigious catfish tournament in the country. It's a wonderful tournament. Daryl does a great job putting on a great overall atmosphere for families. It's a great time to bring kids and families out and watch the weigh-in. And what was, and I'm sure you already know this, but what was amazing was to Lake Tawakoni, and this thing's been going on a long time, this tournament. And Lake Tawakoni this past year at weigh-in set an all-time record and the way this works is you weigh in your five largest fish. There were three teams that weighed in over 200 pounds, and if you do the math, that's almost 50 pounds of fish. And it was just a sight to see. There were hundreds of people at the city park there in West Tawakoni, and there was just gobs of big old long fat catfish that got caught and then later released back into the lake.
You bet. Yeah, I've worked with Cabela's King Cat since they first started coming to Tawakoni, helping them get the word out on it each year. And if I'm not mistaken, this is probably the fifth year, maybe the sixth, that they've held that tournament there. And it draws catfish anglers from all over. It's a well-managed tournament, and one that I'd recommend anybody to fish. That website, you know, Michael, KingCatUSA.com, you can register there and learn all about it. But let's talk about catching some of them right now, man. I know the patterns. I know enough about trophy blue catfish to know that say, for instance, at Tawakoni, and you correct me if I'm not correct on this, but say you've had a steady wind, which is kind of odd, out of the south for 2 or 3 days, and the catfish will congregate over on the in the shallows, won't they, if that steady wind keeps pushing toward the bank?
That's right. Yeah, and you know, you don't have to hire a guide. You don't have to be a blue cat tournament fisherman to catch these big fish on rod and reel. And you're right. Normally, 3 or 4 days of good south wind means temperatures are starting to rise. Mm-hmm. And what happens is these fish they started claiming real estate on those windblown banks. And I like to find a windblown bank with maybe a little bit of timber around it or structure of some sort. And you get up in there on anchor. And most guys doing this, fishing rod and reel, they're not fishing 2 or 3 rods. They're fishing, I've seen them fish up to 10, sometimes 15 rods at one time. But they're using, you know, a certain kind of bait and a certain kind of rig. Normally fresh cut shad is a great choice. Of course, that's probably something we'll talk about here in a minute, how hard it is to get in the wintertime. But you're right. It's an amazing thing that a fish 4 foot long is going to reside in 3 or 4 foot of water. And boy, I tell you, when a fish that big hits in that shallow water, there's a big explosion.
Oh, it's awesome, and it's almost like the first one I caught. You know, Michael, when Tawakoni was way down, this has been 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of those humps were islands, and I was out there with another good buddy of mine that guides down there, and we were fishing water 30 inches deep, 2.5 foot deep. And I'd never hooked a fish in shallow water, a big one, but I caught, 40, 42-pound blue in water 30 inches deep, and that rascal rolled, and I could see the whole fish come out of the water. I was hooked. I know why all your clients like to get in the boat with you, because you like to target, though, when they're there, it can be pretty fast and furious, can't it?
It sure can. There's been times with 10 rods around the boat and 4 customers in the boat. There's been times we've had fish 20 pounds or bigger on all 4 customers' rods at one time.
Oh, man.
And I'll tell you, that is a small amount of mayhem on the boat. It's good mayhem, but it's nonetheless chaos.
It is. Well, Michael, let's paint this scenario. Let's say we are targeting the biggest catfish in Lake Tawakoni. You're out trophy hunting with your clients. Tell us how you rig up. What type of hook, you know, what kind of rig that you use?
Sure. If anyone's familiar with like a Carolina rig, which I'll explain just real quick, you come down on your main line. First of all, I like to use a medium heavy action rod, 7 to 8 foot long. It's just fine. One thing that, you know, you need to realize, you don't have to go out and break the bank when you're going to fish for these big fish. There's no reason to go out and spend $300 or $400 on a rig. A good rod would be like a 7 foot ugly stick, a medium heavy rod with maybe like an Abu Garcia 6500 mm-hmm. reel to make it spool 25-30 pound monofilament on. And then I like to come down on my terminal tackle. I like to come down with a 2 or 3 ounce sinker on the main line, and then just get your bead and then tie your swivel down, and then get you like a 50 or 60 pound clear leader. Just monofilament's fine. You don't have to go fluorocarbon or any kind of craziness. And then you're going to come down, and I like to tie on an 8-aught circle hook. Mm-hmm. King Catfish makes a great circle hook. That's called a double action. There's also, you can get those at Bass Pro or Cabela's. Also, the Gamagatsu makes a good, nice, inexpensive hook. And so you're set up here. You've got a 2 to 3 ounce weight. You've got just a regular barrel swivel with a bead so that weight doesn't beat up that knot. You've got a, 24-30 inch leader, and you're tying on a pretty good size circle hook, and you're ready to go.
You're ready to catch them. Now, say a period of cold weather, which we've had definitely a week ago, some really cold stuff, but say we're fishing normal winter patterns. We're probably not going to be fishing 3 foot of water, right?
That's right. And that's something to realize, too, is when the weather gets really, really cold like it did last week, and we've got several periods of days of north wind, these fish are going to pull out of the shallows just like the bait pulls out of the shallows, and it's going to head deep. And these fish can be caught deep, and they can actually be caught in big numbers because they congregate in deep water. And like on Texas, or rather like on Tawakoni and some of these other lakes like Cooper, Palestine, they've got just real limited areas of deep water. So you've got 90% of the fish sitting in 10% of the water. Makes it a lot easier to target these big fish. And but we're doing the same thing. We're anchoring up in this deep water where we think the fish are, and we're throwing out 7, 8, 9, sometimes 10 rods at them. And of course, fishing with a circle hook, it's a whole different animal. Those bass fishermen listening have to realize that when that rod goes down and that rod bends over, you grab that rod and you start reeling. You don't set the hook, because you set that hook, that circle hook comes right out of their mouth. And that's something that's hard even for me to do after doing it for 10 years.
Michael, I may get the opportunity to go trophy catfishing twice a winter. That's about an average for me. And invariably, I'll get out there, and I know what to do. I mean, I've been there, but when that wham, when that rod whacks down toward the surface of the water, it's, I mean, I usually have to be corrected, because I'll grab that sucker and I want to rear back and lock it in. You know, I know that's the wrong thing to do, but usually I have to experience one foul up before I can lock down. But like you say, you want to, if it's in a rod holder, you want to grab that reel handle and crank like crazy, don't you?
You just want to crank down. Those circle hooks are engineered where they hook best in the corner of the mouth with just slow, steady pressure. A lot of times these big fish take it down so hard that they hook themselves, and all you need to do is keep pressure on the fish. And something else to point out, we are trophy cat fishing here. We do catch a lot of smaller fish that are great for eating. We can, you know, we consider our eater type fish in the 2 to 6 to 8 pound range. It's pretty accepted across the board. We talked about the Cabela's King Cat tournament. All your blue catfish that are about 10 pounds and bigger, most of them are photoed and released to fight another day. And that's something that's pretty accepted across the board by most fish, blue cat fishermen that fish our lake and lakes around the area for large catfish on rod and reel.
That's true. That's true, Michael. And, you know, truthfully, 2 to 10 pound blue cat, that's primo eating right there. You know, I want to make sure that we get your website for people. A lot of people that are listening in Northeast Texas on KETR here, they've probably fished with you. If they haven't, they know about you. What's the website that people can go to, Michael, and learn about what you do?
Absolutely. And everything we've talked about today, we've got literally 30 or 40 videos of different scenarios of shallow water fish being caught, deep water fish being caught, landed, ladies catching fish, all kinds of neat stuff. And you can view all those videos at our website at www.tewakoniguideservice.com.
Okay, tewakoniguideservice.com. And then folks that want to give you a call, and you know, get more information, what's a good number to call?
Sure.
Mike?
Give us a call at 903-441-3937.
Well, Michael, I'd love to get you back soon and talk about white bass fishing in the winter. You've got some tips and tactics and methods that I don't think anybody else is using. Can we get you back again and in the very near future and talk about
that? Yeah, I can't wait to share with the listeners how we're catching 2 and 3 pound white bass out in 50 foot of water. That's good. It's going to blow their minds.
That's going to be fun. Well, thanks very much, Michael, and we'll get you back soon, okay?
All right. Good talking to you, Luke.
You bet. Folks, we are out of time for today's show. I want to remind you that today's show is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website for the Dallas Safari Club is biggame.org. Also made possible by the American Hunting Lease Association. You can go online to ahuntinglease.org and learn all about the American Hunting Lease Association. These folks offer liability insurance for your hunting lease. Also made possible by Sniper Hog Lights. You can go online to sniperhawglights.com. Made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, a new way to buy cars. You can go online to texasmotorcars.com. And remember, folks, you can always tune in to catfishradio.com, and there you can listen to the archive of the hour-long show that we do each week. This is with Larry Wysoon and Bill Dance. Tune in right here next week. We're going to have some more fun.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.